Okay, we're starting Simon Reish Hay on page 225. So the Gemara that you guys all learned in the sixth parak this year and about cooked vegetables, what's going to be the bracha. And the Maitz, it brings down then Shitas Rav Chizda, and it says Kol Shet Chilasa Brei Adama Shalku Shakol Nia Bidvaro, and perhaps it also anything that at the beginning was Brei Pri Adama, it's normally cooked. And anything that's normally eaten raw, and then you cook it, it's going to be shakol niya bidvaro. Anything that you normally eat cooked and you eat it raw, it's also going to be shakol niya bidvaro. So machlokas in the Rishonim, whether you paskin like this, lemaisa rov Rishonim paskin like Shitas Rav Chizda, and that's how you paskin over here in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, and therefore what comes out, the conclusion of this Gemara over here is, if it's normal to eat it raw and it's not so normal to eat it cooked, if you go ahead and cook it, it's not so good cooked, it's going to lose its bracha, it's going to go down to shakol niya bidvaro. And if it's normally eaten cooked, okay, and you go ahead and eat the vegetable raw, then you are also going to make only shakol niya bidvaro on the vegetable, it's going to lose its bracha. So here we go and see Baruch. Ali Yerokos Mubarak Bari Bradam. As we learned in the first Mishnah in the sixth parak, and Yerokos, we make Brei Pri Adama. Ba'afilu Bishlam, even if you cook them. V'chein kol peres v'kitnios, shetom v'chaim v'vushalim. Same thing. Any type of fruits or beans, they're all that are good, whether you eat them raw or whether you cook them. Mevarech aleihem la'achar bishulam, kebirchasim arui lahem kodem shebishul. You make the same brach on them before bishul like you will after bishul. Okay, as the Rabbeinu Yonah says, there's three different levels. If it's good raw, not good cooked, so raw Brei Pri Adama, cook shakol niya bidvaro. If it's good cooked, not good raw, when it's cooked, it's going to be Brei Pri Adama. When it's raw, it's going to be shakol niya bidvaro. But if it's both good cooked and raw, so therefore it's going to be Brei Pri Adama, whether you eat it raw or whether you eat it cooked. That's what we just saw in the Mechad. Now, about karav silka, a kruv, yotim shetovim v'ushalim, yotim rechaim of vegetables that are better when they're cooked. But rather, when they're raw, kishem chayim, when they are eating raw, mevarech shakol niya bidvaro. Well, the acher bishalom borei pri adama, and only after you cook them, then you are going to make borei pri adama. What would be good examples of that nowadays? A potato. A potato normally is not eaten raw. You don't usually cook a potato. Therefore, if you take a raw potato and eat a raw potato, it's going to be shakol niya bidvaro. The same thing if you take a bite out of a raw onion. Raw onion is going to be shakol niya bidvaro. Only if you cook it or fry it, then it's going to be Borei Pri Adama when eaten by itself. Vitumi vikarti, and garlic and leeks, kishem chayim Borei Pri Adama, when they are raw. Borei Pri Adama, la'achar shebishlam shakol, and after you cook them, then it is going to be shakol. Why? Demichashmi nishtana l'griyusa, because it's caused, when you cook it, it's going to make it into, it's going to make it worse. Va'afilu bishlam in basar v'nishtapcho, even if you cook these up with basar, and now they come even better, Eina shevach mitzad atzlam, the shevach is not because of themselves, it's only because of the basar. Elo machmas ha-basar shebem, only because of the basar makes them taste good. Therefore, the bracha on them is going to be shakol niyad bidvaro when you go ahead and cook them. A good example of that would be maybe a cucumber. A cucumber normally is only eaten raw. When you cook it, it's usually people don't cook up cucumbers, and maybe it would be shakol niyad bidvaro when you go ahead and cook them. Very importantly, the Shari Tshuva in Simen Reish Vav. Shari Tshuva in Simen Reish Vav in Oz Beis is a very long Shari Tshuva. We're not going to go through it, but it brings down a Panim Miros. Over there, the Panim Miros says, Shal Peres Adama Shetovim Uvushalim Yoter Mechaim on vegetables that are better cooked than raw. Shedinu Levar Shakol, that you should, if you eat them, when you eat them raw, you should be making shakol. In Berach, Borei Pri Adama, Yatsa B'di'eved. B'di'eved, if you go ahead and eat them raw, you make a Borei Pri Adama on them, you're still going to be Yotze B'di'eved. And he says the same thing would be, says the Shari Tshuva, the same thing would be the opposite. If it's good, raw, and you go ahead and cook them, and you make a Borei Pri Adama when they're cooked, you're still going to be Yotze B'di'eved if you make Borei Pri Adama over here. And that's how he paskin in the Mishnah Berurah over there in Siman Reish Vav. Paskin is like this funny meiros, and therefore b'di'eved l'maisa, you're going to be yotze no matter what you're going to do on these vegetables. But the correct bracha is dependent on what the normal way of eating this vegetable is, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Gimel, in three lines in. No, let's leave the whole Mishnah. Brother, Melashon Zeh Masha, Da'af Kishem Tovim Chaim Gankain, Kevin Shem Yotir Tovim Kishem Yerushalayim Mubarak Shakol. It's Masha from the Mechaber, whatever is better, that's what you do. Only if they're mamish equal and they're eating raw or eating cooked, then you're going to make Brei Brei Adam on both. But let's say it's better cooked, then you should only make a Brei Brei Adam when it's cooked, and now it's raw. However, says the Mishnah Berurah Mikomakom, Im Derech Rov Bnei Adam La'achlam Gankain Kishem Chayim. If the derech is that people would, normal people eat them also when they're raw, hivarech brei brei adam, and that's how we pass in halach l'maisa. As long as it's the normal thing to do, it's a normal thing to eat this vegetable, both cooked and both raw, in the sikkot and gimel, both cooked and both raw, then you are going to make brei brei adam on these on these vegetables. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah also in sikkot and hay, look inside, katva achronim. The davka b'shumim rakim das derech bnei adam lachum chayim, avol shum sheiskinu shem charif mod ve'ino rochlo chay im achlo mevarach shakol by garlic that we have that is very charif, where it's very bitter, very sharp. So if you don't eat it with bread, we should make shakol on them. V'chem b'tzolim dinai, as we said before, the same thing by onions. Dim ochlim rakim, if you eat them just when they're plain, they're just soft. Brei Brei Adama, then it's going to be Brei Brei Adama. He's kinu shakol. If you soften them in the right lachila, it's Brei Brei Adama. But if they are in its hard shape, like we have in our onions, then the bracha is going to be shakol niabid varo. V'ayim b'shari chuvashim etzadi lomar dafilu rakim in about Brei Brei Adama. Rak medirah shederach l'alkom rakim lo pas. That's only if the derech is to eat them rak without pas. Aval b'medina seno, but in our medina, I would say the same thing applies by us nowadays. Shira olam ein derech for the adam lechol shumi mepsaim chaim. People normally don't eat raw garlic or raw onions. Some people eat raw garlic only for refuah because it's healthy, but not really for food. Af kishem rakim lo pas ein mevarach aliyam v'al shahakol. You should only make shahakol min yabidvaro v'chei mitzade b'nish masadim mevarach shahakol. That's the maisa. What the maskana over here is in the Mishnah Berurah. It sounds like both on raw onions and raw garlic, you should make it shakol niabidvaro. I believe also nowadays it's not so much the norm to eat. Go ahead and eat raw potatoes also only after they're cooked, and therefore if one ate a raw potato, it would be shakol niabidvaro. Only after you cook it up, it would be borei pri adama. Adkan for today. Have an easy fast. Sorry.